This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Rising prices at Missouri gas pumps aren't just hitting consumers hard. The state is also feeling the pinch. The state's budget director says the Highway Patrol will need more money for fuel, and other state agencies could have to make cuts to their current budgets to pay for gasoline. Budget Director Linda Lubering says rising fuel prices are also driving up the cost of transporting food, which is leading to higher bills at the state's prisons and mental health facilities. Part of the pump price is Missouri's 17 cent per gallon gas tax. The State Department of Transportation says it's seeing less tax money for roads and bridges. In each of the last 11 months, consumers have purchased less gasoline than in the same month a year earlier. The Missouri Office of Administration has released the general revenue report for February. KBIA's Christian Mundell has the details.
According to the report, general revenue collections have increased 2.4% in the 2012 fiscal year. But so far, that's below the projected 2.7% increase. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the state is confident it will meet projections due to pay raises and an increase in jobs.
We definitely think it's going to be the individual income tax that pulls us through this year.
Lubering says for now, the figures haven't prompted a need for Governor Nixon to withhold funds from state agencies.
Right now, we're not anticipating needing to do any additional restrictions. The governor announced restrictions early in the year so that people would know about them as early as possible.
Compared to February 2011, total collections from last month increased 15.1%, in part due to last year's blizzard that crippled the region. Final reports should be out at the end of the fiscal year in September. Christian Mundell, KBIA News.
Missouri officials have relaxed rules for disposal of tree limbs and vegetative waste in areas damaged by last week's tornadoes and severe storms. Residents can check with local landfills to see which ones have agreed to accept vegetative waste. Renee Bungart with the Department of Natural Resources says residents can also burn limbs and vegetative waste on their properties.
We do ask that if there are any community burn sites, that they work to establish something that really helps protect air quality and public health and safety, and that they try to establish a distance of at least 200 yards from the nearest occupied structure.
Budgard says anyone wanting to burn vegetative waste will also need to get a permit from the state and from local fire officials. The relaxed rules will be in effect through March 15th. More information can be found at dnr.mo.gov. Missouri's representatives in Washington, D.C. are touting some recent political rankings, but for some rather different reasons. Democratic Congressman William Lacey Clay of St. Louis is happy that he was ranked as the most liberal lawmaker in the House by a recent report in the National Journal. Republican Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer of rural central Missouri is lauding his distinction as Missouri's most conservative representative. And Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is touting the fact that she ranks smack dab in the middle of the liberal to conservative scale. The reactions to the rankings highlight Missouri's political diversity heading into the 2012 elections. The rankings also illustrate how candidates can stress more stringent viewpoints when running for the House than when for the Senate. Columbia police are looking for a suspect in the shooting death of a 39-year-old man. Officers say Lamont Sargent was critically injured when they responded to his South Columbia home Sunday afternoon. He died later at hospital. No one has been arrested yet. The Columbia Tribune reports that police have stepped up patrols in South Columbia in recent weeks after several incidents in which shots were fired into buildings and on the streets. Arrests were made in last month's shootings, and police did not say if Sunday's shooting was related. A Missouri House committee is opening hearings on a Republican plan for the state budget. House Budget Committee Chairman Ryan Silvey has outlined a spending plan that reverses Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's proposed cuts to public colleges and universities. But Silvey's plan offsets the proposed education funding partly by eliminating a state aid program for the blind, a move that Nixon opposes. The Budget Committee was scheduled to begin hearing the plan today. House Majority Leader Tim Jones says the budget could reach the House floor for debate as soon as the week of March 19th. A Missouri senator wants the state to expand its law on elder abuse by adding language to protecting older citizens from financial exploitation. Senator Kevin Engler is proposing to make it a crime for those with authority over an elderly person to take advantage of the older person's state of mind for financial gain. The legislation would apply to people who have guardianship, power of attorney, or some other financial management role for seniors. If someone steals money from an elderly person that was supposed to cover nursing home expenses, the courts would hospital be allowed to order that money be paid to the home. Engler, a Republican from Farmington, says some senior citizens need more protection because of their age and health. On March 14th, Marching Mizzou, the MU marching band will leave for Dublin, Ireland to participate in the city's annual St. Patrick Day's festival. KBIA's Christian Mundell reports.
In 2 weeks, the band that plays for 75,000 people per football game will see hundreds of thousands at the St. Patrick's Festival. The band was invited to the parade in January 2011. Director Brad Snow says the band members have been preparing and raising funds ever since.
We've kind of put together a sponsorship letter. And we've kind of sent letters out on their behalf to their local businesses and family, friends, things like that. And they've been able to had a really good response.
Marching Mizzou will be the only college marching band in the festival. Snow says it's a privilege that the band is relishing.
We're going to be, you know, just a real, like you said, a novelty to everybody. And it's going to be something that they don't see every day. And so we're going to get a really good crowd reaction because of that.
The band will also headline a parade in Limerick, Ireland on March 18th. Christian Mundell, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.